kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
May peraan.
May peraan.
Ang pag-uusapan natin ngayon ay kung paano mag-a-adjust or aayon ang mga negosyante ngayon na may tinatawag na krisis sa cost of living na nakakaapekto sa paggasta, kababayan natin. Kaya ngayon, kamustahin natin ang business consultant na gumagabay sa mga kababayan nating nagtayo ng negosyo. Kamustahin natin si Mr. Alex Apawan C. Kamusta, sir?
Hi, Keta. Kamusta naman? It's good to hear from you again.
Ano ba ang mga ways to counter yung paghina ng spending power ng mga customers kasi ayaw na nila gumastos?
Talaga, that's true. A lot mga consumers nothing because the cost of living pressures, they now reducing their spending habits. Pero they still find money to eat food. So I think for business owners, yun ang sinasabi ko sa mga clients ko, you need to have a very good customer service. Be consistent with your food offering. That's the way mga customers will come back to you. Kahit cost of living crisis, people still have money to spend. They may not go out twice or three times a week, pero they still go out and enjoy food or they still buy things. Yung mga online stores, they're busy as anything else. Kasi it's the value proposition what business owners can provide. What can you provide to the client?
It's a good question na kailangan nilang pag-isipan.
That's right. And tapos meron kayong mga promos. You know, what promos can you provide, particularly yung mga loyal customers mo, and never forget them. Kasi we're too busy, mga business owners, they're too busy acquiring new customers. They forget their loyal customers. And sometimes yung mga loyal customers natin, they tend to spend more if you offer value to them.
Ayon na may cost of living crisis, would you recommend mag-launch or gumawa ng mga promos o ang mga negosyante ngayon?
Absolutely. It's the best time because normally when there's a crisis, businesses tend to spend money on marketing and advertising to attract more clients. Nowadays, we have a very good platform, social media, and it's free. It's the way you use it. Parang ano, so you can save cost there, mga business owners. TikTok is another one that you can really promote. Cost of living pressures. Merong sa Melbourne gumawa ng Ilocos Empanada. Trending siya sa social media, trending siya sa TikTok. And every day sold out siya because he's got a very good marketing gimmick in social media. So cost of living pressures or not, people are buying Ilocos Empanada and they're buying it at $12 each and people still buying it.
Dito nagmamatter kung magaling kang lumaro ng marketing.
Talaga, that is so true. And marketing is about activation, what your brand stands for. And tapos, use social media platforms to promote your products and services. Kung ano kayo, professional kayo, na business owner, there's always LinkedIn. You know, you utilize LinkedIn. It's a good platform to really reach out to connections for new clients, for engagement. And tapos, you use it effectively, you can get clients out of LinkedIn as well. And you don't have to spend a lot. Kasi, I think on social media, Facebook, you can also minimize your advertising spend limit. You can do either $50 a day and you can have a reach of within 30 kilometers of your radius. So you can really have a good, effective advertising and marketing strategy at a very low cost.
At ginagawa to ng mga kliyente ninyo?
Yes, we are doing it now, particularly at the start of yung war natin between Israel and Iran. And of course, cost of living pressure has gone up, fuel cost has gone up. And that's what I said to them. Let's develop a marketing and advertising strategy that can bring in new clients to you at the same time reward your loyal clients. You know, for loyal customers, you know, they shop at your place or they have your professional services. You know, you reward them with something. You reward them with a small gift card. You reward them with a thank you. You acknowledge them, you know, because loyal customers are very easy to lose, but they're easy to keep. And that's why I always believe keep your loyal customers happy, and because they're the one becomes your ambassador. They're the one actually promoting your business.
Iba sa mga nakausap namin ng mga entrepreneurs, ang sabi nila, ngayon, kaya pa daw nilang i-absorb yung free fees na ngayon ay meron ng surcharge. Kasi ayaw nila dapat ipasa. Siguro eventually, kailangan nilang ipasa. May mga paraan ba make sure na hindi nila yun ipapasa? Is there a way to go about it?
At the moment, mahirap ang business. Their margins are so tight. You know, their markup is so small. In order for them to stay operational, to stay sustainable, hindi ba? So the more they absorb added costs, such as delivery charges, the more it will eat into their profits. And tapos, the longer you do it, the longer it doesn't become sustainable. Everybody knows that the cost of delivery has gone up because of fuel costs has gone up. That is inevitable. Parang ano, you just need to pass it on. Consumers understand if you communicate that properly, right? If you're trying to hide it somewhere and the customers find out, it has a negative effect on your business. Because it's all about transparency and communicating this properly. That's why yung mga food delivery natin, right? They have their delivery charges, right? They've been open and transparent. A lot of businesses have been open and transparent. And that's why I say to my customers, kung meron kayong delivery charges, it has to be passed on because that is the nature of this. Because the more you absorb, the more your business will no longer become sustainable because it will eat into your profits.
How do you communicate exactly that, sir? In what ways can you communicate that message properly?
Because I have a client, ano sila, wholesale distributors, right? They have 12 delivery trucks. All delivery trucks take diesel. Diesel price has gone up. So immediately when diesel prices has gone up, I advise them to send an email to all your customers to say, I'm sorry because of what is happening at the moment at diesel prices has gone up. We are forced to increase our delivery charges because of the cost of diesel going up. However, we do have an option to pick up your products here at the warehouse. So you give them an option, right? So it's the way you communicate that to your customers to make them understand.
Meron silang option. Sila parang trapped sa ganong klaseng sitwasyon na...
Yeah, and most of the time, client ko, he's got a wholesale distribution. Customers said, oh, that's okay. I've got somebody going past there. They can pick up that product. The problem solved. It's the way you communicate. Communication is so important during the time of crisis. Let customers know what is happening. Customers understand if you're honest to them.
Final message ninyo sa mga kababayan natin ngayon, hirapan, no? Lalo na yung mga may negosyo.
Because at the moment, business is really hard. And you need to understand there's still a lot of ways to reduce your overhead. For example, yung mga clients ko, we shopped around for insurance. Business insurance is one of the biggest overheads nila. So we found an insurance broker. I've saved my client $10,000 a year in insurance premium alone. So it pays to shop around. Some of my clients, mga restaurants, they actually go to the market now and buy their produce and ingredients direct from the market rather than being delivered. Yes, I know it's sometimes inconvenient for them, pero it saves them money. It saves them cost. Tapos it gives them connected to the market. Yung mga meat stallholders, mga fish, so mga vegetables, it gets them reconnected, right? So it made you mahirap because it's because people see it as inconvenient. You have to go to the market. But my clients love it because they save money. So it gives them another avenue. It's really about finding ways to how you can reduce your overhead. And if you have staff, ano yan, kausapin yung mga staff ninyo. Get them involved. Ask them ways to improve the business. Ask them ways how we can reduce costs. And most of the time, yung mga staff, because they want their job, right? So they will help, you know. And if you get the staff involved, meron silang accountability, meron silang ownership, meron silang mga suggestions that they can be heard. And lastly, in this time of crisis or trying times, ensure you really excel in your customer service. And be consistent. Be consistent in your service. Be consistent in the food offerings that you're doing. Makes you balikan ng customer because they remember your customer service. They remember the offerings that you have made to them. That experience that they have. It's really sad that they're more busy complaining about their business than thinking about things positively that they can do to improve their business. And all I say to the business owners listening to this, reach out, reach to a business mentor. If you don't have one, reach out. And, you know, it's good to talk to somebody, because the most important thing sa mga business owners natin yan, particularly this time, is a good mental health. So important. To sustain a good mental health, talk to somebody. Talk to an expert. It's so important. You're not alone. Everybody's in the same boat. It's how you deal with your mental health. Never be afraid to ask. Never be afraid for help. Kasi particularly tayong mga men are stubborn. Men are just saying, we're macho. We can handle it. But we're not. We're so vulnerable, right? Sometimes we don't have an outlet. So it's always good to talk to somebody. That's why in my business, we proudly support Beyond Blue 100%. And it's a 24/7 hotline that you can just call and talk to someone. Just talk to somebody.
At dahil dyan, maraming salamat kay Mr. Alex Apawansi. Thank you, sir.
Salamat, Teta. Always a pleasure talking to you.
Mapapakinggan itong podcast sa www.sbs.com.au/Filipino. Tandaan, huwag ma-stress sa pera. Dahil sa tulong ng mga eksperto, may peraan.
May peraan.
May peraan.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.